can be seated. The children are invited to come on up for the children's message and meet me over here, not over where you normally do. Come over this way, guys. Over this way. We're going to talk about this banner. So, children coming up for the children's message, meet me over here. Hey guys, I want you to be able to see this banner. If you can, come on all the way over here. I know you're ready to sit where you always sit. I want us to look at this banner. We've been looking at symbols in the church, right? In the windows and the banners. And this one has some symbols on it. But today I want to notice that sometimes they have symbols, but sometimes they have words, right? This one has words on it. And who's a good reader can tell me what they are. All of us are good readers. That's nice. Everybody's reading well. Father, Son, and Spirit. Well, who's that? Father, Son, and Spirit.
Jesus.
The Son is Jesus, right? But this is our God, right? We have one God, but our God has shown us that He is one, but He's also Father, Son, and Spirit. Something slightly hard to understand, but it's what the Bible clearly tells us. Now, I was wondering, who here remembers? I want to see if the kids can remember this. Who remembers what last Sunday was? Anybody remember? You do? What was it? Yeah, I didn't think so. But you're good for trying. I want to ask, let's ask the adults. What was last Sunday?
Trinity
Sunday. And what creed do we confess on Trinity Sunday? Athanasian Creed. See, they're still enjoying it. They're smiling. They're thinking positively. But what's the Athanasian Creed about? That God is Father, Son, and Spirit. And that creed is very long, but that's what it's about. That this is our God who made us, who saved us, and who sanctifies us, or who lives in us, right? So this is our God. Now, there's two other creeds. There's the Athanasian Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Apostles' Creed. What do they all talk about? This exact same thing, right? We have three creeds. There's a short one, a medium one, and a really long one, right? But all the same say the same thing. And last week, we looked at that window over there that has images of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this has what? Words that say, Father, Son, Spirit. Our church reminds us constantly, right, that God made us, redeemed us, and sanctifies us, right? That's our God. So we just want to regularly see it. Sometimes in symbols like those, that is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit symbols, but sometimes in words to see them and be reminded of who our God is and how much He has loved us and saved us, right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots. And at this time, we sing the hymn of the day together.